Welcome back to Stop Christian Nationalism. This is the fourth day of the new Trump administration, and I have been waiting to create a new episode of this podcast for a while now. I've been waiting because it's kind of felt pointless. I don't think that the ideas that I express in this podcast are pointless, but the question nonetheless is there in my mind. Are people listening? Does it really matter? There has been the impression, and it's been hard to escape, that nobody's really resisting, that nobody's standing up against Donald Trump, and so why should we bother? That's the question. Why bother? But that idea, that impression that no one is standing up, that no one is resisting, that's wrong. And I want to have you listen to a very specific example, not just of an individual resisting, but an entire community standing against the Christian nationalist fascism of Donald Trump. This recording came from an official with the Chicago Public Schools today.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents showed up at Hemline Elementary School. School staff followed CPS established protocols. They kept ICE agents outside of the school and contacted CPS's law department and CPS's Office of Safety and Security for further guidance. The ICE agents were not allowed into the school and were not permitted to speak to any students or staff members. Here is the bottom line. Our students and staff are safe. Our protocols were followed. CPS will continue to protect our students and their families. In alignment with the Illinois Trust Act and Chicago's Welcoming City Ordinance.
That voice that you just heard was not just the voice of one person, one employee at one school. That was a spokesperson for the entire Chicago Public Schools. That's a huge school district. That was a spokesperson, really, for the entire city of Chicago. It wasn't just one person standing up to Donald Trump. It was an entire city, one of the largest cities on earth, saying no to Donald Trump. Don't tell me that there's no resistance going on. I just saw it. I just heard it. And what is it that they're resisting? Fascist immigration. Agents of Donald Trump's fascist immigration policy of mass imprisonment and mass deportation tried to get into an elementary school today to take young children who were isolated, separated from their own parents, and take them off to a Department of Homeland Security camp. This is not an isolated incident. It's not only happening in Chicago. It's happening across the country. In Newark, New Jersey, hundreds of people were seized in raids by Donald Trump's agents. They were taken away, and we don't know where they were taken away to. We don't know who these people were. We know that it happened because there are witnesses. We know that huge numbers of people were taken away, but the government is not providing their names. It's not saying where it's taking them. If you know anything about American law, about the Constitution of the United States of America, you know that that is not only illegal, it is against the very Constitution of this country. In this country, we have a really fundamental due process provision in which agents of the government cannot, no matter how much law enforcement authority they've been given, they cannot seize you, they cannot imprison you without revealing, without making it public that they have taken you, identifying you by name, giving a cause for why they have taken you and put you in a prison, and also telling the public where you have been sent, what kind of prison you have been taken off to. But Donald Trump has ordered ICE agents to ignore the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. And you may be saying to yourself, well, but these are foreigners, so the Constitution doesn't apply to them. But that's not true. The Constitution applies to all people in the United States of America and in territories of the United States of America. Even if you are overseas and you are, let's say, in China, you're in an American embassy. That is within the jurisdiction of the United States, and everybody in that embassy has constitutional rights, and American law applies to them. Everybody in this country, American law and the Constitution of the United States of America applies to them. That's being ignored. And what that means is that, in essence, Donald Trump has declared that the Constitution of the United States of America is null and void. Think about what might be happening to those people who have been taken away from Newark, New Jersey. Hundreds of people just from that one city have been taken. Where have they been sent to? We don't know. History shows that when you have governments that send people off to prisons in undisclosed locations, very bad things happen to them. It is no overstatement to say that we may be on the verge of having concentration camps in the United States of America. These two incidents happened in Chicago and Newark, New Jersey. And you may be thinking to yourself, why did that happen in Chicago and New Jersey? And one of the reasons that happened is that both of those states are democratically controlled. They're controlled by the Democratic Party. And Donald Trump wants to create disruption, not for everybody across the country. He wants to create disruption specifically in places where the majority of voters are Democrats. He wants to use his new powers to punish Democratic communities. There's another thing that these two communities, Chicago and Newark, New Jersey, have in common, and that is that they are far away from the border, aren't they? I mean, you know, Chicago's in the middle of the country. It's on Lake Michigan, hundreds and hundreds of miles to the south of Canada, right? And Newark, New Jersey, I mean, you know, New Jersey's to the south of all of the state of New York. And then you have the border, you know, all the way up in Niagara Falls. So what gives? Here's the thing. When you think about protecting the border, when you think about that, what do you think about? You think about the border with Mexico, don't you? I mean, because that's the prejudicial image that Donald Trump and his fascist supporters want to create. This idea that we're keeping out foreigners who don't even speak the same language as us. They speak Spanish and they have brown skin and they're dangerous and they're probably all criminals because, you know, people who don't look like us, they make us feel icky sometimes. That's what Donald Trump's fascism is growing around, that fundamental prejudice. But here's the trick. The border is not just with Mexico. The border surrounds the entire country. And in fact, Donald Trump is claiming extraordinary extra-legal powers in a 100-mile zone that wraps around the entire country. Not just the land borders, but the shorelines as well. And in Chicago, that means there's a line going right down the middle of Lake Michigan. And over in Newark, New Jersey, there's the Atlantic shore. And Newark is within 100 miles of that. In fact, the majority of Americans live within that 100-mile zone near the borders of the country. Think about, for example, San Francisco. San Francisco is quite far from Mexico, but it's right next to the Pacific Ocean. Think about Washington, D.C. Do you think about that as a border town? Well, according to Donald Trump, it is. The majority of Americans live in this border zone where Donald Trump has given his immigration agents extra powers to search people, to seize people, to take them without giving them due process, without recognizing their habeas corpus rights. And you may be thinking, well, but that's just for undocumented immigrants. But if you don't have habeas corpus rights, you don't know who has been taken, do you? You don't know where they've been taken, and you don't know why they've been taken. And that means that no judge has any access to any of those people. It means that no lawyers can have access to any of those people, which means that, well, if you happen to get some U.S. citizens or some immigrants who are here quite legally, well, who's to say that they should not be deported? Who's to say that they should not be kept in one of those new Department of Homeland Security prison camps? Who's to say what's going to happen to them? Who's to say they can't simply disappear? And it's not just happening in Chicago. It's not just happening in Newark. Reports are coming from across the country. There were a lot of people who told you that, oh, Donald Trump is just talking big. He's just blustering. He's never going to actually do it. We could never see that kind of thing happening in the United States of America, having government agents grab people in their places of work, in their schools, in their hospitals, grabbing sick people even, dragging them off, putting them in dark vans, and taking them to secret prisons. No, they told you that would never happen. But it's happening right now. I have been warning for nearly 3 years now about the dangers of Christian nationalism. And this is exactly what I've been warning about. This is what Christian nationalism looks like. The Chicago Public School District is standing up against it. They're standing up against the fascists. But we don't know for how long they're going to be able to keep these fascist government agents from going into their elementary school, from grabbing children, taking them away from their families and putting them in secret prisons. We don't know how long they're going to be able to hold out. But one thing we do know, they're going to be able to hold out longer the more voices are speaking out in support of what the Chicago Public Schools are doing. Speaking out in support of what pro-immigrant organizations are doing across America. Will you stand with them? Will you be silent? Or will you resist? Don't give yourself the excuse that nobody is resisting, that nobody's trying, that everybody's given up. It's not true. It's a lie. And anybody who tells you that lie, you shouldn't trust them. In all of your life, if you could find just one moment where you would stand up against the powerful and do the right thing, this is the moment to do it. This is the moment to declare which side you're on.